Hello and welcome to my weekly podcast. Well, it's been another very busy week. On Friday last, the first Friday, I attended the fair in Bantry. It's always a very big event and attracts people from all over West Cork and indeed further afield. It's always great to get a taste, I think, of what goes on, and it's always good to be in Bantry on a first Friday. Our MEP in Ireland South, Phil Prendergast, Councillor Gareth Buckley, myself and others campaigned for the Stability Treaty at the Kinsale Sevens rugby event in Kinsale on Saturday. It was well received. It's very difficult, I think, to campaign at these events, but nonetheless, it's very important that people will see representatives of government and representatives particularly from the European Parliament, from Dáil Éireann and from the local councils put their weight behind such an issue. It was very much, I think, an information exercise, but we were well received. We then travelled to Ballydehob in the afternoon to the Ballydehob Jazz Festival, and there was a nice crowd gathered there, and again we engaged with people on the issue of the treaty. There's also another source of concern for residents of Ballydehob and indeed other parts of West Cork, and that's the whole issue of the Sayreview. And when televisions are switching to the new Sayreview signal, there is going to be difficulty if it's not addressed in areas west of Lepp and in areas such as Ballydehob, Scullin, Gullin. So we spoke in person to people who are affected by the issue. My colleague Phil Prendergast, in her capacity as a member of the European Parliament, is going to raise this in plenary session in the European Parliament over the next week or two, and I have already raised the issue with Minister Pat Rabbit. This is a vital service, obviously, for people in rural Ireland, and it was good to engage directly with them on that issue. Also, over the very busy weekend, people in the Dunmanway area, members of the Labour Party, participated in postering and indeed a leaflet drop. That also took place in other towns in West Cork, Kinsale, Bandon and Clonakilty. And we will be stepping up the campaign over the coming days, and we have a strategy meeting organised around the Stability Treaty for the Phoenix Bar this Thursday night at 8 o'clock. And of course we will be meeting every Thursday night between now and the end of the referendum. On the Bank Holiday Monday, I participated in the John Giles Walk of Dreams in Dunmanway, and I want to congratulate John Buckley and Dunmanway Town Soccer for organising the event, and again to pay tribute to Andrew Healy and Martina from Supervalue, who provided much needed refreshments along the route. It was a 5 kilometre stretch around the town, and it was about 150 people participated, raising vital money for the development of soccer infrastructure in the area. Well, that's it from me. Thank you for listening. As usual, you can follow me on Facebook and on Twitter, and my website is www.michaelmccarthy.ie.